Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it's all come down to this. In Battle of the Burbs, you got Elizabeth and Radar. And the final. Two Burbs are battling it out today.
Yeah, the championship is happening now.
Burlington versus Muskego. They've both made it to the finals in our 2025 Battle of the Burbs.
It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, and you can vote right now on The Mix Instagram story at 99.1 The Mix or The Mix Facebook page. But I cannot believe the Burlington fans, the Burlington citizens, they are loyal.
The messages we
have been receiving about Burlington.
And then Muskego has joined in, too. How many times, anytime we mention Muskego
Alex
on the air.
Alex from the Waterbugs is messaging us.
People will message in and say, hey, let's go. So, since it's down to the finals here, the championship, again, Burlington versus Muskego, we thought, what better people to have on than the mayors of both towns. So please welcome to the Mix Morning Show Mayor Rick Pitfalski from Muskego and Mayor John Schultz of Burlington. This is almost kind of like a little debate between you two.
It kind of is. Now wait. Okay, Mayor Rick, can you say hello first? I need to hear voices so I know who's who.
Hi, John.
Okay, John, you could talk too.
Well, hello, Rick. It's great to have you on here.
Oh, they sound so friendly to each other. How nice is that?
Mayor John from Burlington, can I just tell you that I think I upset every single person that lives in Burlington when yesterday on the radio show, I could not remember the name of the frozen custard stand that I love down there that I've been to quite a few times. I was thinking Angela's, Anna's. Adrian's. Y'all are so in love with Adrian's. My apologies that I didn't know that yesterday.
It's Adrian's. It's a little bit of religion down here, so you got to be careful.
Okay.
Okay, but
now, fiercely loyal, so.
You are fiercely loyal, but we need to have you both kind of give your pitch of why your burb should win Battle of the Burbs.
Yeah, and so, John, you were first, so go ahead. What else besides
Adrian's in Burlington, why should people that maybe have never been there or are thinking, I don't know, why should I vote? Why Burlington?
Well, we talked last time about the Liars Club and all of our events. I found out we have 1,300 events every year.
1,300 in that little burb and then in Burlington?
You guys are busy.
In our little city, right?
Wow.
And we have lots of cool things. One of two high school radio stations in the state. We have the oldest continuing oldest operating theater group, or one of the oldest in the entire state. We have this awesome municipal airport. Once per year, we have this event called the Fly-In, and everybody brings their vintage planes, and it's turned into a vintage Porsche show as well. So you'll
okay.
have, hundreds of Porsches at the airport.
Wow.
5,000 people show up.
Mayor John, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt here, okay? You're from Burlington. How have you buried the lead? Y'all have Tony Romo. Like, mic drop. Carrie Underwood came to... No, Jessica, was it Jessica Simpson? Who came to Burlington? Was it Carrie?
I don't know.
One of them came
here. Yes, came Jessica to, Simpson, I think.
I think
yes.
it was, Simpson. Came to yeah. Burlington. Like, that's the lead right there. I mean, okay, everything else
know.
Is wonderful.
Adrian's is kind of a lead right there, is what John wanted to lead with there. And 1,300 different festivals.
Yeah, that's, different events. And I'll tell you what, the last thing, it's hard to top this one. We have
Tony Romo?
Nestle chocolate.
Oh, sorry.
We have a Nestle chocolate factory in our city. And so we are the cookie capital of the United States. This is where they make Toll House cookies. And if the wind is blowing the right direction and they're doing the right thing at the factory, the entire city smells like chocolate.
You know what? That's a fact. That's a fact. Our family's down there. The Roan houses. That's our family. And we were down there for Chocolate Fest. I was recovering from chicken pox. I know that much. And I wasn't contagious. My parents said I could go to Chocolate Fest. But it was a blast down there.
All right, Mayor John, thanks for your debate
Burlington.
There. Now the rebuttal comes from Mayor Rick Podfalski from Muskego. And we did learn that there's a Eagle Park Brewing Company, which I never knew about. My mom's lived in Muskego for over 4 years. This is kind of behind the Walmart. I got to try this out. When Elizabeth and I were saying, you know, if Muskego wins, that might be where we need to have lunch.
What's up?
What else is going on?
Hey, guys. There's a bunch of places to eat out here and all kinds of fun things. We got Eagle Park. We have Pop's Pub. We've got TJ's Roundabout. We've got the Local, which is one of the three restaurants owned by like the Hale House and the Slow Buffalo. We've got the Lodge. We've got Bass Bay Brew House right on the shores of
We've been there before Bass too.
Bay.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of fun places you guys could do your lunch out here. We're talking about why Muskego's so great. Mentioned a little bit of my intro here. We've got four lakes, Little Muskego, Big Muskego, Bass Bay, and Lake Dunoon with 24 miles of shoreline.
Mayor Rick, has Tony Romo been to Muskego?
No, Brett Favre's brother used to own a bar here.
Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. Here, so. What? So, really?
The bar?
The
spoke.
The Broke Spoke?
It was named after one of his favorite bars in Mississippi.
I never knew that. Oh, wow. Yeah, this really is a battle. It's a battle of the QBs.
A battle of the quarterbacks here so far.
This is amazing.
I used to see guys in there all the time.
Okay, so Mayor Rick, now why should Muskego win over Burlington? What does Muskego have that's better than Burlington?
Well, for one, we're honest. You know, we don't have to have this liars club thing that they got going on there.
What?
Oh my gosh. 1,300 events in a season. Come on, what is that? One every 2 minutes? He started his intro with this.
He did. Okay, you guys are live on the radio, by the way. We have to hit a dump button, you know, if anything nasty gets said here. Well, this is all in good fun, and really, we love Southeastern Wisconsin, and anybody in the championship, we would have been so excited
Big
to have
time.
On.
Yeah.
But your citizens are loyal. I mean, they came out. You got people sharing this on social media from Muskego and Burlington, and we love seeing that too.
Mayor John, you have, what is it, like the Visit Burlington?
Experience Burlington. Yeah, it's our chamber, and they've done a great job.
Yes, they really have. So if you guys want to vote, and again, this is the city we're going to go to. This is the burb. Go to the Mix Instagram at 99.1 The Mix or the Facebook page on the story. You can vote there on the story and let us know which one is the best. Wait, can we take a look, Radar? Which one's in the lead right now?
Right now, in the lead.
Oh, boy.
So far.
Oh, boy.
By 52-48, none other than Burlington leads so far. So y'all got to get on it in Muskego.
We've come from behind before.
Oh my gosh. All right.
A lot of confidence there.
A lot of confidence there. Thank you guys for being such good sports and being able to rep your burbs here on the radio show. We know you all are really busy, but we love it and we hope to get out. I say we go to both, but I know we've got to pick a winner. We'll make a stop.
Elizabeth is missed. Everyone gets a blue ribbon.
We'll make a stop, but okay, whichever burb wins, can we get like a proclamation or something made for your burb about this?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Look how easy that is. Can we get a law passed too? Is that easy?
Yeah. Do we get out of jail?
They say nothing. They say nothing. They're like, okay, we're done.
Mayor John, Mayor Rick, congratulations for making the championship and good luck the rest of the way. Thank you for joining the Elizabeth and Radar show here on The Mix.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.